Blog Talk Radio.
You have to sleep the dream. You have to dream the dream. You gotta touch. You have to see it when nobody else sees it. You have to feel it when it's not tangible. You have to believe it when you cannot see it. You gotta be possessed with the dream. The dream.
Yeah. Any weapon formed against us shall not prosper. Young niggas started with oozing noodles, now we eating lobster. As I walk through the valley with my ladder and flex, I'm the realest nigga in it, I just happened to rap. When they all thought we was finished, they was laughing at that. So I went and bought me a dawn and flipped their ass to the back. Fuck, new drag, new whips on the way now. That's your bitch on the way now. Mama told me if you fall, never stay down. Stand up, nigga, I can never lay down. Wins and them losses, you come with being bosses. Shoot a pussy nigga in his head if he crosses.
Good evening, and welcome to the African American Talk Radio Show on the Truth Network. I am your host, Charlie Rogue, and you are listening to Rogue Nation Radio. Tonight, we'll be discussing this week's hot topics and politics, for the culture and what you may have missed this week in Black America. Before I go any further, let me introduce my panel and co-host.
Welcome to the show and panel, Lisa Lee, Shantae Love, and Ike Turner, Jr. What it do, family?
What it do?
What's going on?
And so y'all ready to do a challenge?
Just joking. We're going to do one that's called Do It for the Culture, okay?
Save your energy.
What'd you say?
Save your energy.
So, I just got done watching on CNN the mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico, in tears, crying, saying, "We are dying," saying, "Trump, I'm tired of asking. I'm tired of being polite. May Day, this is damn near genocide." And this man that y'all call president, I'm excuse me to say his name, I can't anymore, refused to lift the Jones Act that would lift restrictions on boats and docks filled with supplies ready to go for over 3 million people, 3 million United States citizens, might I add, on this. What the hell is going on?
They're not white.
Agent Orange does not care about brown people.
She say Agent Orange, OMG.
Is that what they call him?
Yes.
Agent Orange. I'm Kanye. Agent Orange does not care about brown people.
He got so many names. Ridiculous.
So he's used the words to characterize how things are going. He's used amazing, tremendous, great job. You know, what else can
super.
I? What else can I pull out my ass? Like
super.
This place, the pictures are horrible, and I'm speechless. I don't even know what to say. The entire island is gone.
I didn't even think he was talking about it. I thought he still was talking about the NFL. For the longest, I ain't heard him say nothing about Puerto Rico.
Right.
Oh, wait.
He took a few minutes.
It took him, what, 8 days to say something? Let me go back.
He didn't know they was U.S. citizens.
I honestly believe
I believe that.
Right. He had to get that NFL.
He keeps saying Puerto Rico. Like, it's a whole nother country.
Yeah,
no one told him that was part of his territory. Somebody did not take U.S. history, geography.
The White House official statement was 8 days after we've been into this craziness, we're going to get help to the Puerto Ricans. I'm like, the Puerto Ricans? Don't you mean Americans? God damn it. What is going on?
I don't know. He's treating them like they was treating them in West Side Story. I don't appreciate that.
Hey, man, it makes no sense to me.
None of this makes sense to me. This is a horrible reality show that I no longer want to be a contestant on.
he tweeted.
That's what it feels like, right?
About the NFL, right?
And now he's still talking about black people not wanting to throw balls. Like,
yeah, y'all know that, right? These tweets are official White House statements. So 17 times you thumb thugging about the NFL, about how they disrespecting the flag, and saying, oh no, you should go ahead and protest the police. You dumb idiot. What do you think we're, like, he's so dumb. Like, if we've
That's,
never
he's just put a finger.
Going from Barack to this idiot, I'm insulted. I can't.
This guy's a total disgrace. We all know it. We can't accept it. Like, I don't know. I don't know what else. I don't know what we can say or do to where it makes sense or equates to what he's doing and what he's not going to do. I mean, he don't care about anybody who don't look like him or look like the people that he represents. He don't care. And he will not go against his base to say he's going to go down there and help no Puerto Ricans. I mean, he really talking about these people like they in Afghanistan somewhere. Like, he does not comprehend if they're a U.S. citizen. He don't understand that. His brain can't compute that.
I know what we can do.
Y'all just going to have to get after me after the show because I don't want Karen to kick me out. I know what we can do. I just can't say it. We got plans. Let me do it.
Believe me, I understand and I feel exactly what you're saying.
No, say it.
But if she said, we're going to have people knocking at our door.
No,
but
say it.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to be knocking at the door. We wrecked. Let's go.
Do you know everything?
We wrecked.
Everything we're saying.
Everything.
Yeah. The only thing you have to look at are code words. They got code words.
I know, and guess what? They've been looking at me. Just
nobody.
Looking for me.
They know every book you download, every video you watch on YouTube. Yes, they're watching everything. They know everything about me. They know what I'm about, what I'm looking for. They already know. What am I looking for?
I hope they can.
Hey, Melissa, Lisa, when I die, I'm going to need you to clear my browser history if that's the case. I need you to clear.
Oh, yeah, I got you. It's all good.
All right. We good.
Too late.
I am proud of our community though. Like if you checked in on Facebook, it is a lot of summits and meetings going on in the community about how to deal with racial tension and how to talk about it, you know, in an educated way and how to deal with it. It's a lot of them popping up and a lot of them are happening at this library out in Creve Coeur. Like, I'm just, like, amazed. Like, they're actually trying to, you know, prep people and
help
get them
white
to know.
Not
and
not out.
So, I got a question for y'all. How do y'all feel about, you know, over the weekend, this sweeping NFL, let's all lock together, take a half a knee, the owners out there, you know, posing for the cameras, like they all together. How y'all feel about it?
Bullshit.
Colin ain't got no job. I don't care. They can do whatever.
Don't fall for the trick.
I don't like nobody telling nobody how to protest, and if you fall for it, dude, you're getting paid all this money, man. That's all fine and well, but you got to stand up for something. Your balls got to be bigger than the people that's out there doing what they're doing. But, like, I just don't understand it. Like, I could never be that weak. I could never look myself in the mirror knowing that this man is not playing, don't have a job, and I'm sitting up here holding hands and kumbaya with my brother who just left.
Right. Like, it was your idea.
I can't do that. I couldn't live with myself. You would have to find me. You would, because I can't roll over like that. It's not.
So you say you're firing you? Are you watching football right now?
Am I watching football?
Are you watching football? Hypocrite.
Yeah, no, I'm not a hypocrite. I never said I wasn't going to watch football. I'm still watching football.
No,
but I mean, me not watching it is not gonna solve the problem. I'm just like it won't solve anything. What's gonna solve anything is the NFL is 70% black. Matter of fact, it's 78% black.
I got an idea though. Solution.
You know what? They probably would have hired him if you wouldn't watch. It was your fault. You was that one viewer. You wouldn't watch. You got a job.
I screamed, it don't count.
I got a solution. So what if, and I know I ain't the first person to thought about this, you know what? What if all our black ass players decided we up and we gonna start our own fucking league and take our black asses off?
I thought that we did it because Usher on half of a team. It's a lot of black people that got their hands. Don't Jay-Z on one of them teams? Uproot them suckers and let's turn around.
No, they kicked Usher out. They said he had to get a turkey test.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Do not do him. Let it burn.
They said they had to keep Usher. They said he keep popping up. They said can't handle a pop-up.
Anyway, speaking of Jay-Z, Tidal, along with other American citizens, who else was it? I can't.
Daddy Yankee. And I don't even know he still had money like that. But you know,
yes,
that's me being ignorant.
Supplies and water and diapers down to Puerto
Rico.
And then
Jennifer Lopez and her ex-husband, they came back together and did donated money and stuff like that.
I think it's like, was it the OKC Thunder? I think one of the NBA teams sent a huge plane down there. And okay. I've just seen a report that Trump's fuming mad. That guy, I'm sorry, is fuming mad because citizens are going down there to help. Oh, now you mad because they're getting the attention?
Okay, but this is what I'm telling
you. Where do you see that at? I want
to
read that.
They have helicopters who can lift buildings, fly them to a whole other state. So you mean tell me, can no military helicopter get no water, no food, and drop it in a football stadium, drop it in the open parking lot, anywhere in Puerto Rico? This is what he's telling me.
Don't they do that in Afghanistan?
I mean, they could, but those are Mexicans. Those are Mexicans. Don't get it.
They are not. Look at you. You about to get somebody about to write you. No, they are not Mexican.
They about to write you. That's Ike Turner Jr., y'all. Junior Jr.
I don't know. Apparently, the money that we probably had to do that probably went to one of his golf games. I don't know. Or maybe them hats he keep buying.
No, probably not. He probably got some more blue for his toupee.
Yeah, you know what?
I'm pretty sure.
I know her maintenance for black people is a lot, and I know white people would fake her. That's probably even more, you know, because they just like a wig. You got to, like, paste
that's
that
like
on
a carpet.
You bald. We braided on to something. They just paste it.
You see how they doing the news every Friday, right, trying to act like when you're paying attention? Now he fired Rice, Secretary Rice, spending $500,000 on private jet fees for no damn reason.
That jet could have airlifted some people.
Conservative.
Like food.
Yo, listen.
Right?
Somebody has to see something is
conservative,
wrong.
Right?
No.
What the hell is going on? How is this okay?
It's not okay, but when you're white in America, you can do whatever you want.
Look.
These are facts.
The white, sorry, I love you, but you are the freaking minority, and I need us to quit acknowledging
acting
them
like
as
that.
A fucking
right.
Minority. That's bullshit. No. Black and brown people, we are the freaking majority. Come on.
We might be the majority, but they have the power.
Bruh.
Because only because of privilege.
Well,
and
who's to say
they're
the authority like Jesus?
They're not the authority.
They're not the authority. They're just privileged. They're privileged.
Exactly.
It's called privilege.
And they my authority. Up. I work for a black woman, so
I know that's right. You better get
man.
It.
How?
Dude. Listen, I just saw an article on I just hope it was fake. It was the white chick. She had like 8 or 9 little kids behind her, and she says she's too pretty to work, so she can't find a job, and that's why she's collecting welfare.
I'm pretty sure that's fake.
I hope it's fake.
Okay, but what I'm telling you is, though, you can't believe nothing, which we all know. You can't believe nothing you see on social media. You can't believe nothing because, dude, it's a proven fact that I just read earlier this morning where they were saying that they had Russian hackers pretending to be Black Lives Matter and black activists sending messages to everyone in swing making racial comments just so everybody could vote for Trump.
Oh,
Now, this is the
FBI. I saw that too. I saw that they were pretending to be Muslims. Like I saw,
yeah.
I saw something like that too. That they were pretending to be Muslims or something like that.
Yeah, they was doing. They was doing that.
I was gonna say Russians
months.
Ain't got to do that. Just angry white folks got to do that.
Exactly.
Ain't got to be Russian. Just regular people real pretend to be somebody just to start.
The average person at home, yes, they can send messages, but when you got $100,000 machine behind you, with someone directing you who to target, what space to target,
right.
what
right.
demographic to target, like
what
it's limitless of what you can do. Like that's crazy to me.
This is going down in history, okay? They shaped an entire election with social media.
Mm-hmm.
It worked. Like,
and it worked.
They over there laughing, kiki. I would be.
I don't know if they that smart or the people who it works on are that stupid. It might be a combination of both.
I think it's a little bit.
I mean,
both
it's
too.
A combination of both. I mean, look at the people who voted for him now, especially the white women. Come on, they're sick.
Cute
white
tears. You know, my cup runneth over with white tears. Oh, my God. I'm a nervous.
I can't deal with none of this. I already done wrote my child a note for history class in a few years. I don't want him to know about 2017 at all. Like, you're just stressed out.
No,
excuse my baby.
Okay.
I don't even want to remember it.
Hold that thought. We need to take a break for the sponsors. We'll be right back. You're listening to Rogue Nation Radio. I am Charlie Rogue, and this is the African American Talk Radio Show on Truth Network. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Davies, and I'm the owner of the Every Dot Black family of websites. After nearly 30 years of computer experience, I spent over 2 years developing a series of websites that helps African Americans become successful in the information age in their businesses and in their careers. We support our members by highlighting them in a weekly email announcement. We create a monthly directory where every member has a full page display. And this directory is available on any of our websites as a free download. One of the largest advantages of joining the Every.Black family is the ability to network with all of the other members. Members are doing business with one another every day. It's only $99.99 a year, or $9.99 a month. You can't beat the price. On top of that, we have also partnered with the Truth Network to provide a 10% discount for anyone joining and using the discount code of TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, when signing up. On top of that, we are also donating an additional 10% to a nonprofit. For less than $10 a month or $100 a year, it's an absolute no-brainer. To see all of our websites, go to every.black and click on the join button. That's every.black. Or if you're an entrepreneur, go to everyblackentrepreneur.com. Click on the sign up button and join today. You can reach us at 919-265-8045. That's 919-265-8045. Or email me at Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, at every, E-V-E-R-Y, dot black, B-L-A-C-K. We hope to hear from you soon. Sign up today and become a part of the Every.Black family of websites.
Welcome back to the African American Talk Radio Show on Truth Network. You're listening to Rogue Nation Radio. I am Charlie Rogue, your host. And tonight I have Lisa Lee, Shantae Love, and Ike Turner Jr. Jr. with me. You guys still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Better eat that cake.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I was waiting for it. I've been waiting for it. Been waiting for that.
Not encouraged. Do not encourage.
Okay.
So another headline today in the news. You might see a video of it today. Pretty much on every outlet, there was a lieutenant in the Air Force today that was, he pretty much pulled every cadet in the Air Force there and all the staff, pretty much everybody, to address some racial slurs that were found on two or three of the black cadets' doors. So apparently it says something like, go home, nigger, something like that.
And, you know, it was kind of like hush-hush around the campus. You know how things are in the military. Like, nobody's really going to step out and say anything because, you know, you can be penalized. And, hey, you don't want, you know, they don't want that. So I want you guys to listen to this clip, and I'm going to tell you why I think this lieutenant has to say what he's saying. Listen to this.
You may have heard that some people down in the prep school wrote some racial slurs on some message boards. If you haven't heard that, I wanted you to hear it from me. If you're outraged by those words, then you're in the right place. That kind of behavior has no place at the prep school, it has no place at USAFA, and it has no place in the United States Air Force. If you can't treat someone with dignity and respect, then you need to get out. If you can't teach someone from another gender, whether that's a man or a woman, with dignity and respect, then you need to get out. If you demean someone in any way, then you need to get out. And if you can't treat someone from another race or a different color skin with dignity and respect, then you need to get out. Grab your phones. I want you to videotape this so that you have it, so that you can use it. So that we all have the moral courage together. All of us on the staff tower, lining the glass, all of us in this room. This is our institution. And if you need it and you need my words, then you keep these words. And you use them, and you remember them, and you share them, and you talk about them. If you can't treat someone with dignity and respect, then get out.
I applaud that man. I applaud that man.
I'm confused. He mean get out of the Navy or get out the country? Because we got to kick him out all the way, right? We just can't kick him out halfway.
Well, he was speaking to the cadets in the Air Force. So, you know, they're usually going straight to be an officer or something like that, and, you know, some high-level military job. And the fact that he had to give that speech, you know, baffles me, but I'm glad that he did. Like, there are some, you know, other people aren't of color that are trying to do the right thing.
Okay, but this is the era of Trump. So every white person that ever had or racial tendency or any type of racial thought, they're emboldened now. That would have never happened up under Obama simply because they know Obama would have had all type of investigators, but they know Trump, he's not going to do anything.
I don't agree with that, though, because this stuff happened under Obama, too. It just wasn't as open.
That's what I'm saying. They're emboldened now. Like, all white people now, they got the chest poked out. Everybody's super crisp now.
If they face flat,
you right, because they would have probably had somebody in there trying to analyze their handwriting. They're gonna find out who did.
Exactly.
The video was actually longer. It was like 5 minutes long, and people.
That's what leadership sound like.
You could hear a pin drop.
He was a leader. Like if that would have been Trump, he would have said, "Well, maybe God gave them the marker. Maybe y'all told him to write it." Or it would have been something like,
y'all left the pens at the door.
Exactly. Why did y'all leave the door? Why y'all leave the door?
They just happened to be on the steps.
It would have been
picking the markers up.
Dude, the dude had, like, he talks like a 5-year-old. Like, the dude irks my soul. Like, every time he starts talking, I just start itching.
I don't know. I applaud it, too. It's just, it's a bunch of cowards, like, for real. If you're going to say something, say it so you can get throat punched and go on about your business.
I'm from the school where I wish a monk would. Like, please try me. Please try me.
I am not your Negro. Let's go.
Right. I ain't trying to be Martin Luther King. I ain't trying to kumbaya. Please try me.
I cannot. Calm down. I got the tape.
But he,
Oh my God, I'm getting started. So guys, I'm gonna end it right here because I have this audio that I sent around and shared on Facebook. You can find us at Rogue Nation Media on Facebook if you're looking, or at Twitter at Charlie Rogue. You can also find Shansay Love and Lisa Lee and Ike Turner Jr. on Facebook. But I thought that, you know, Nick Cannon been grown up. He is no longer corny, and I'm so proud of him for this corny.
I miss the corny.
Huh?
I miss the corny Nick Cannon. That was my boo.
I know, but he's really, really spitting some real knowledge. And
he is, though.
Just corny 70% of the time.
Okay, well, he black now, so I don't know what Mariah did to him.
He did. He thought that she was mad.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's what happened.
Well, she's a lunatic.
Oh, Jesus. He must have had a Mariah crush.
No, she's bipolar.
Not she bipolar. Oh, my God. Anyway,
guess what?
It's 4 minutes long, so I'm going to introduce you right now. It's called Stand for What, and this was in response to the NFL protest. You know, Nick Cannon is popular in St. Louis. He's always down here for the Mike Brown protest. Supporting us, so please look up this video online on YouTube. I promise you're going to love the video. But here's the audio right here. I thank you all for listening. This is the African American Talk Radio Show. You're listening to Rogue Nation Radio. I am Charlie Rogue. I will see you all next week. Thank you, Shante, Lisa, and Ike Turner. Enjoy this audio. Good night.
Stand for what? You want me to stand for a song that continues to remind me of all the harms that have done us wrong? Stand for what? For your army that none of our sons truly belong? Stand for what? The 100 years it took them to convince Congress to become the anthem after 40 failed attempts? Stand for what? Your forefathers who are really just pimps? Stand for what? A song about war, not freedom. That's how you want to lead them? Brainwashing your people? That's how you want to treat them? Slave masters, whips, the cops' nightsticks. That's how you continue to beat them. Stand for what? The beginning of slavery in 1619? Or the end of those black Marines of 1814? That's really what the lyrics are about. They may have taken the word slave out, but they forgot to remove the slave connotations from their brains and their mouth. The mentality to make America greater than your imagination is how you pout. Hating because we burned down their White House. Gave proof to the night that is lights out, to that old elitist white supremacy thinking, drunk off they ass with power at baseball games, singing and drinking. Man, stand for what? Stand for something or fall for dumb shit? Stand for what? To salute the red, white, and blue on a flag where my color's not reflected? Stand for what? To uphold laws that were embedded to have my community negatively affected? Stand for what? Your racist systemic melodies are mind-manipulating rhetoric? Did you know that the government pays sports organizations for plays to make people more patriotic? This MK Ultra soul control needs to stop it. I can still love my country and hate that fucked up song about rockets and bombs bursting in air. Reminds me of Charlottesville's vicious glares and police shootings with no care, like the dash cameras wasn't there. Stand for what? Monuments and statues of old slave masters? Constant reminders of our nation's disasters? The heroes in Houston, the doctors, the poets, the pastors. That's who I want to shape our greatness after. I honor and respect our men and women of service. But we've been taught to idolize wars without purpose. The majority of our military's casualties are all minority soldiers. So let's make statues for those warriors, because they surely deserve it. But Mount Rushmore was built by the Ku Klux Klan. So why in the fuck should I have respect for those men? Damn, this not my country, and it's not yours either. Go back to Africa? I wish we never had to leave it. But the entire world is our neighborhood. So why do we perceive certain blocks to be bad and other blocks to be good? Instead of glorifying the past, we gotta focus on the future. Dick Gregory warned me, if you speak up, they probably gonna shoot you. But I shout for his eternal voice along with Martin, Malcolm, and Marcus Garvey. And I march wholeheartedly for their legacy. Because I'll say it loud as you can see. Fuck Francis Scott Key and General Robert E. Lee. They don't represent me, and neither do either of these hypocritical political parties. I am a native of the cosmic and universal God energy. Even though the Constitution really don't apply to me, I'll try to exercise my freedom of speech. So you can tell them you heard it from me. Yeah, I said it. Brutality, historic fallacies, and all war is wrong. And so is that fucking song. It's been way too long. It's time to make a change and acknowledge that your home of the brave was built on the back of a slave. So bowing down to a true king is the only way to let freedom ring. Stand for what? I ain't standing for shit, except Kaepernick.
Hi, this is Bishop Michael Beck Sr., the business bishop, CEO of Truth Radio and Television Network. We're a streaming broadcast station bringing tools to take you to the next level with mission-driven messages, best in entertainment, advice, resources from some of the most influential businesses, ministries, and relationships, as well as personal development leaders in the world. Inspiring everyday people with a true passion for love, life, business, and what they do best. If you'd like to take what you do to the next level, your exposure is based upon your expansion. Your expansion is based upon your exposure. What we'd like to do is to help you get to the next level. If you'd like to partner with us, if you've enjoyed the program that you're now listening to, give us a call at 818-280-8198. 818-280-8198. If you have something that you'd like to share with the world, give me a call, 818-280-8198. Remember, truth crushed to earth will rise again.